From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. More Idaho Matters right now. New York Times bestselling author Kristen Higgins is back with her latest novel. It is set in Cape Cod. It has some fun and quirky family dynamics, as well as, I think, a truly lovely main character. It's called Look on the Bright Side, and Kristen is with us today to talk more. Kristen, really nice to have you on the program.
Thank you for having me here. I'm thrilled. And I have to say, I love Idaho, having driven through it once, but I think it's one of the most gorgeous states in the union.
Well, I would 100% agree with you on that. So it's great to know that you've been through here. So Kristen, can you tell us, kind of give us a brief synopsis of this latest novel?
Sure. Look on the Bright Side is the story of three women, really, but each of whom encounters a really big surprise in their lives that forces them to do something dramatically different. And I think that's a universal experience that most of us have, where we've got these carefully laid plans and God laughs and we have to do a U-turn or veer off in another direction. So our main character is Lark Smith, and she is an oncology resident. It has been her life's work since she was a little kid, because her childhood sweetheart had leukemia. And at the age of 14, she decides she will become an oncologist and help the world. And the book starts off with her getting kicked out of that residency program because she's too sentimental and emotional in front of the patients. And she's sent to the ER to, you know, get a grip, essentially. And in order to get back into the program, she is offered some help from a very prestigious surgeon, whose nickname is Dr. Satan, because everyone hates him so much. And he says, I can do you a favor by making some introductions at Dana-Farber and Mass General and that kind of thing, if you will pretend to be my girlfriend this summer during my sister's wedding events. So it's got a beloved trope of fake relationship and something that I really, really enjoyed writing.
So where did you come up with this story idea? Because I found it to be very entertaining, at the same time, really sentimental. And as you said, you know, I mean, yes, three stories going on at once. And so let's start with Lark, because, you know, as you said, this has been what she thought she was supposed to do her entire life. And she's really grappling with so many things as the book unfolds.
Yeah, right. So she is someone who, you know, who did decide early on, this is what I'm supposed to do. And when her, this is not a plot spoiler, but her childhood sweetheart, who becomes her fiance, dies. And she becomes kind of stuck in that moment of, she was supposed to be married to Justin. She was supposed to be an oncologist, and things are not working out the way they were supposed to. I really wanted to explore the notion of, who are you when the thing that you wanted most is taken away from you? You know, all her life she had been one person, and her family shaped her. She's an identical twin. She's got lots of siblings. She had this beautiful, pure relationship, and then that ends, and then her career is knocked off track. So what does she do now? And she, you said she really is a lovely character. That was also really fun to write. She is a really kind-hearted, sweet person, and yet not without snark and sarcasm. So that was fun, especially pairing her with Lorenzo Santini, the guy who needs a girlfriend for the summer, because he is so arrogant and so condescending and so impatient. So the two of them together are such opposites attract. It was really fun to write their scenes.
Okay. And I have to tell you, I realize the way that you wrote Lorenzo, you said very arrogant. Yet at the same time, I mean, you kind of grow to like him in some ways.
Yes.
But I think it's because of his family. But so you write about both of them come from these really big, loud, boisterous families. And I mean, why have them both, you know, be from such big families like this? But I have to say, I mean, over time, I mean, Lorenzo kind of grows on you.
He does. He does. And he has, he's the oldest of his siblings. I think I love to write about families because I think families make us who we are, good, bad, or indifferent. But where you are in birth order and what the expectations were for you and how your siblings view you and your grandparents and certainly like your parents, it really has so much to do with who we are. And then we leave the nest and start to form this new and different part of our identities and personalities by being independent. And yet the minute you get back with your family, you're 12 again, you know, your brother's picking on you and you're snarking with your sister and, you know, rolling your eyes at your mother. And I love that. I'm from a big family myself. I only have two siblings, but my mom had eight. And so I have dozens of cousins. And I just loved those family parties and events where we were all together and we were, you know, fighting over things that happened 20 years ago. And we kids would be eavesdropping on the grownups and stuff. And I just think that's something that's really rich and can be very fun. And both the Smith and Santini families are very loving. There's not too much dysfunction, just enough to keep things fun.
Well, look, I'm one of 10 kids, and we always say we put the fun back into dysfunction. So, you know, there's that. Let's also talk about Joy and Ellie. So Ellie is Lark's mom. And because her parents, I mean, as you said, Lark comes from a big family. I mean, so much of, you know, over the years, her parents' identities have, of course, been wrapped around their children, right? But they're now empty nesters and they're going through, I think, some unexpected kind of just bumps in the road. And I really kind of appreciated that because I think sometimes we don't, you know, if there's a story about a married couple that's been married a long time, it's like the marriage has fallen apart or something like that versus how do you move through these bumps in the road?
Right. And one thing I did want to show in this book and which is also demonstrated in the book that comes before this, which is also about the Smith family, is that Gerald and Ellie, the parents of these five kids, have a wonderful marriage. And you know, they are very much still in love, still very affectionate, much to the horror of their children. And I wanted to show a really great middle-aged love story, you know. But to make it interesting for readers, you have to throw some conflict in there. You know, happiness is great to live and boring to read about. So so I think what I did was I gave them a pretty significant bump in the road in that Gerald has an online Facebook emotional affair with an old sweetheart from high school. And I think that that's something that's really common and really devastating, although, you know, it's not a physical affair and it's not very long lived. Still, Ellie has this image of herself as like, we are the couple to be. Everybody loves us, especially us. You know, we're crazy about each other. We've made room for each other. We've never taken our eye off the ball. That is our marriage, even with five kids. And then for her to find that it didn't work, and she didn't know it wasn't working, is devastating to her. And I think to so many people who are in this situation when they think, I didn't even know this was happening. And so Ellie decides that she's going to move out of the house for a little while. And she moves in with Joy, who is the third point of view character in this book. And Joy is, gosh, what a blast she was to write. She is this big, colorful New Yorker.
Love her.
Oh, she was fun, wasn't she? And she has a lovely home on the water. She's very wealthy through a series of marriages and divorces. And she's also Lark's landlady. Lark lives in a little guest house on the property. And so Ellie, in her devastation over her husband's emotional affair, goes to the one person she knows who has a big enough house, who's not going to ask a lot of questions. And these two very different women become friends. So I loved writing about that as well, about a mature, two mature women, my age, in other words, becoming friends. And at this age, when you think, you know, I've got my friends, I'm good, you know, but here's this person who's so wonderful and so helpful, and the both of them really see things about the other that are missed in day-to-day life. And, so I really enjoyed that aspect too.
And then the way I think you write about Cape Cod, oh my gosh, it feels almost like a bit of a love story to Cape Cod.
It is a love story to Cape Cod. My family has had a house up there since I was a little kid. And, you know, for 25 years, that was the only place we went on vacation. And it is a magical, beautiful place, you know, with water all around and sea breezes and the charming little gray shingled homes of coastal New England. It's a special place. And if your listeners haven't been there, I hope that you will get to go sometime in your life, even if it's just once, to experience that old Cape magic. It's a wonderful place to be.
So I have to ask, because there are so many great characters. I mean, we haven't even touched on, you know, all of Lark's siblings, as well as, you know, Lorenzo and Lorenzo's siblings. And, you know, and yes, we talked about Joy as well. But I mean, any chance that we're going, that you're going to write more about these families?
Well, you start to see the Smith family in A Little Ray of Sunshine, which came out last year, where the family is kind of introduced in their entirety. And then we're on a Lark. So that's sister number two. One of the sisters is married. And yeah, I would love to write another book and incorporate some of the characters that you've already met. I definitely have a very solid working plan for that.
Oh, good. Because I have to say, it was such a joy to read the book. And just so many of these characters are, I mean, they're quirky and they have their faults, but they're truly just lovely to read about. So thank you for introducing us to them.
You're welcome. I mean, I think that's something I've always tried to do in my writing, is that no character is one dimensional. You know, the sarcastic, condescending surgeon has other aspects to his personality, and you know, they just have to be discovered by the right people. And that's just one of the really rewarding and fun parts of writing fictional characters.
Yeah. Well, I thank you so much for taking time to talk with us about this. Thank you, Kristen.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
We've been talking with New York Times bestselling author Kristen Higgins about her latest novel. It is called Look on the Bright Side. It's out now. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.